time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I would like to preach, especially as we prepare for this coming Sunday, 50 or more born again, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and those today that will choose to receive what God has for them, and beyond just these next couple of Sundays into a season, I would like to preach here at Heaven View. It's a time to be born, a time to be born. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us today. Lord Jesus, thank you for this amazing atmosphere that we cannot keep to ourselves any longer. This wonderful love and adoration and praise that we have for you that must get beyond these four walls. Oh God, for everything you have done and the sacrifice you have made, God, something in our heart has assured us that we were made for more, Lord, than just keeping it to ourselves. God, because we were worth saving, we want to tell everybody we know. It's time, it's time, it's time, Lord. God, anoint, anoint, not just your word, not just your messenger, but anoint us as a people, God, to hear your voice in a supernatural way. In Jesus' name. I wonder if you would shout with your voice and clap with your hands and just worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. As I reflect on Ecclesiastes 3 today, I am a little bit struck at how many things we have time for. It's pretty impressive, this list to everything. There is a season and there is a time for every purpose under heaven. I wonder why I don't feel like I have enough time when it's clear that there is a time to be born. There is a time to die. There's a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. If you look at Ecclesiastes, verse 4 says, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose and a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And my goodness, all of these things deserve our full focus. But ironically, we just don't have enough time to talk about everything on that list today. But it's interesting to think that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. I really wish, and I don't want to change the word of God, add to it or take away, but I really wish with school starting for most of our students that passage would have went on and he would have said a time to go to bed and a time to wake up. A time to play with your friends and a time to do your homework. A time to talk on your cell phone and a time to clean your room. When I just point my hand like this, are you ready? I want you to scream at me in unison. We can't live like this. Are you ready? Here it goes. Yeah, I'll try to get a little bit more tight. Ready? Perfect. This joke is so old, I had to beef it up a little bit. I remember my room. My mother could testify to this. She's here today. My brother and I kept our room so nasty. One day the roaches came in. They had their suitcases, and one of them had a sign, and this is what it said. We can't live like this. I'm just saying, it seems like we got a lot of time and then no time simultaneously. And yet this scripture says there is a time to every purpose under heaven. I want to say that if you've ever felt that anxiety where you might express it like this, oh my, where does the time go? You are not alone. The psalmist said this, Psalm 90, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. He talks about the Lord promising us 70 years and maybe even 80 years. But even with that, it seems like there's time for this and time for that. But still, time slips away to the degree that he says in that very psalm, Psalm 90 and verse 12, teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. I know you're promising me, Lord, there's enough time for every purpose that you have for me, but it seems like time is flying by and I have so many responsibilities and so many competing purposes. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help me to number my days. In fact, in the New Testament, the scripture says, awake thou that sleepest. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I got so much time, God, but I'm asking you to give me wisdom to match the time that is allotted to me so that I can redeem the time. One translation, Ephesians 5 and 16 says this, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly. But understand what the Lord wants you to do. In other words, there is a time to every purpose under heaven, but you and I are going to have to seek God and say, God, what is it that you really want me to do with the time that I have? Because the reality is this, right now is the right time for us to plug into God's purpose as never before and to recognize these are the last days and God is up to something so important and I want to be a part of what that is. Colossians 4, in the New Living Translation, we read, live wisely among those who are not believers, and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. What an amazing, amazing request from God through His Word. That we would consider as it relates to our time, that we are surrounded by unbelievers. Some that go to school with us, some that go to work with us, some just live down the street from us, others are in our own family, and yet the scripture says you're going to have to redeem the time when it comes to unbelievers. You're going to have to ask for my wisdom so that you could release faith into their lives and reach them with the gospel that I died for their sins and my goal goal is to redeem them before it's too late. And I say, Heaven View, it is right on time for us to reach unbelievers. It is right on time for us to share the good news with lost people. And I declare from the Word of God, there is a time to every purpose under heaven. And when you wake yourself and shake yourself and say, this is my time, then you get motivated to say, I want to redeem the time so that God can redeem the lost. Oh, let's everybody clap our hands. Let's everybody use our voice to say, I want to redeem the time. I want to make the most of the time. Oh God, I know I've got a limited amount of time. Praise God. I thank God for all the time that He has given us. In fact, I rejoice what little I know about the lives of many of you here. We've had a lot of good times together. We have received the blessing and the favor of the Lord. And I celebrate that He has been gracious. He has given us time to plant. He has given us time to heal. He has given us time to build. He has given us time to laugh. He's even given us time to dance. He's given us time to gather. That's why you got all that stuff in your house, because God has given you time. We celebrate that. We thank the Lord for that. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. He's given us time to embrace. I can't embrace you the way I want to embrace her, but He's given me time for that. I said He's given us time for that. He's given us time so that we can get. He's given us time so that we can keep. But although I celebrate all of those things and the way that God has blessed us as a church family and as individuals in particular, I declare boldly by the unction of the Holy Ghost, this is not the time for that. This is not the time. I won't read the whole list, but you know what I mean. This is not the time just to plant. This is not the time just to heal. This is not the time just to build. This is not the time just to laugh. And I could go on and on. I'm saying this. If you're in the middle of building something, you don't have to stop building, but you need to make some time for what God is doing right now. If you're in the middle of having fun and laughing with your family, thank God for it, but please realize this is not the time just to laugh and gather and embrace those you love. This is a time to be born. Praise God. The scripture even states there is a time to keep silent, but I want to declare in the Holy Ghost, this is not the time for that either. This is the time to speak. This is the time to love. This is the time to reach. This is the time to serve. This is the time to pray. This is the time to fast. This is the time to invite. This is the time to bring, because there is a time for every purpose under heaven. And as some of you have felt in your personal prayer, in your own fasting, in your own seeking God, this is a time for new babies to be born into the kingdom of God right here at Heaven View. It's happening all over the world, and God is saying it's our time for it to happen right here. And so with all the other things that I'm going to do with my time, I'm going to acknowledge the highest priority is that this is a time to be born. Praise the name of the Lord. We know that now is the time. And although that list is exhaustive, or at the very least exhausting, there is a time for everything. But what God put at the top of the list was a time to be born. In fact, when he had an opportunity to express the salvation plan to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, I'll just reference it so you understand the direction I'm going with this message. He looked at a good man that had religion, but he didn't have salvation. And he said, Nicodemus, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. All of a sudden, that made Nicodemus realize, with all the things I'm doing with my time, there is a high priority that I must place on being born again. In fact, he went on to say, you must be born of the water and you must be born of the Spirit. And so Nicodemus had to shake himself and he had to wake himself and say, wait a minute, I've got religion and I've got tradition, but I've never been born of the water. I've never been born of the Spirit. And so now with all the other things that I'm doing with my time, I need to elevate in priority the purpose of God. It's time to be born. It's time to be born again. And oh, for a church that will link up with the Holy Ghost over this next season of the life of Heaven View and say, my goodness, I need a little time for this and I need a little time for that. And we've got a time over here and we've got to have time over there. But nothing else is going to matter more than a time to be born. Can I pray? Can I fast? Can I invite? Can I bring? Can I take some time to help somebody? Recently, in fact, I saw the news this week. Our missionaries in Malawi, Brother and Sister Gibbs and their family, they reported that one of the brothers in the church had passed away. And they said they had the funeral. And you can imagine it was a time to weep. But at the end of the funeral, because the gospel was proclaimed, they lined up an army of people that had never been baptized in Jesus' name. And at the end of the funeral, they took them down to the river. And they took them down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. And by the time the funeral was over, they had baptized 69 people in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, if you're like me, you'd say, wait a minute, preacher. When it's a funeral, it's time to weep. When it's a funeral, it's time to get around the family and try to provide the love and care. Absolutely, yes. And God has placed us in his hands and placed us as his people to care for those that mourn and to weep with those that weep. But it is significant that even at a funeral, God could say, I know that weeping is a priority, but there is even a higher priority, and that is, it is time for a baby to be born. And 69 people were born of the water because somebody realized, I know it's time for me to weep, but there's something more powerful and more important and more eternal. It's time for someone to be born. Because from God's perspective, you read the list, it's there in Ecclesiastes. A time to be born is at the top of the list. And as you study the New Testament, the teachings of Jesus Christ himself, being born again, being born of the water and born of the Spirit was the preeminent message that he gave his disciples to spread throughout the whole world. In fact, the very first message that anybody preaches after they have heard the teaching of Jesus, it's found in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. And the scripture says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you that scripture is all about being born of the water and being born of the Spirit. That scripture is all about being born again. And God is saying to this church, I know I've got a lot of purposes, and I know you're involved in a lot of great things, but clear your schedule a little bit and put at the top of your list, it's a time to be born. It's a time for some drug addict to receive the Holy Ghost. It's the time for a single parent to receive the Holy Ghost. It's the time for an executive to receive the Holy Ghost. It's time for everybody. Oh, would you clap your hands if you believe it today? And so we're praying, fasting, and believing. So many of you are doing what you can. 50 or more to receive the Holy Ghost, born of the Spirit, next Sunday right here. It was already mentioned. I appreciate the reference to vessels. If you bring an empty vessel here next Sunday, God's going to fill them. If you just get them here, anybody and everybody will receive the Holy Ghost next Sunday if you can just get them here. We're even working it out. So when Brother Robinette speaks the word of faith, we're just going to run the video just a little bit longer. So even if somebody's sitting on the edge of their bed saying, man, I'd never go to that holy roller church. But when he speaks the word of faith, if they'll raise their hands and cry out to God right where they're sitting on the edge of their bed, they'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why we're saying 50 or more, because there's going to be some that receive the Holy Ghost just by watching us have church. You know why? Because it's a time to be born. So I haven't shared any of this with Brother Robinette. We talk, but he's very busy, and so I hadn't even connected with him except a couple emails to make sure he's coming on a particular date, he has a place to stay, et cetera. In fact, he'll be at some other churches. But he wrote a letter yesterday to those that he's going to be with here in North Carolina and in Tennessee over the next 7 days or so. Praise the Lord, pastors. This is what he wrote. We are so excited to be with you in services very soon. God has been doing mighty things during this deputation, and we cannot wait to share with you the report of the Lord. Since we started deputation in February, the end of February, he says February 25th, God has filled 1,665 people with the Holy Ghost. And 256 have been baptized in the name of Jesus, and 2,280 have testified of notable miracles. He says, what a mighty God we serve. These are surely the last days, and God is giving his people a global harvest. Hey, we're just praying for 50 or more, and God is already pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. I'm saying it's time to be born. It's time to be born. This is our time for his purpose. And we sing, and I didn't even know the words. I've heard that song 1,000 times before, but you see it on a song list, you don't think about it. And I don't even know if I can remember them right now. But he said, you thought I was worth saving so I could tell everyone I know. I love the way this church responds to the presence of God, but it's time for even more than that. It's time to find somebody that's never been born again, and in your heart something's beating. It's time for him to be born. It's time for her to be born. It's time for them to be born. Something's got to get a hold of us today. We know the preacher's ready. We know that God is ready. But when we come here next Sunday, hey, we're going to be ready also with the confidence that God is going to pour out his Spirit, and many are going to be born of the water, born of the Spirit. In fact, we're going to do everything we can to get them in the building and get them in the altar, because we know it's time for that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's my time to pray. How many of you, although we call for prayer and fasting all the time around here, you felt a little bit of a special call during this last one? Would you just wave your hand? Look at that. Look at that. Thank you so much. And I know it's awkward because you don't want people to know that you're doing extra prayer and extra fasting. It's not my point to puff anybody up, but I'm saying it's not just pastor calling for prayer. The Spirit of God is speaking to us, and God is saying, it's my time to pray. It's my time to fast. It's my time to invite. It's my time to bring. It's my time to be used of God. In fact, after next Sunday, it's going to be a whole lot of us that have to answer. Not only have many been born, but we've got to help them grow to be disciples. And it's my time to help somebody be a disciple. Can you imagine how hard it's going to be to find extra time to help somebody be born and grow? But Heaven View, that's what God is calling us to do. There's a time for this and a time for that. And life is not going to stop after next Sunday. So I'm going to have to just rearrange my priorities and put right at the top of my list, a time to be born is number one. Praise God. We attended some training this weekend in Raleigh. It wasn't just me. In fact, I can only go Saturday, but several went Friday, and then several went Friday and Saturday. Thank you to all of you that went, because that helps us as a church go to another level. I saw the list, and all of them are leaders, even some that may not feel like they're leaders, but God is positioning them to have great influence in this church simply because they're saying, it's my time. Some might be saying it's about time, but you know what? It doesn't really matter as long as you know now is the time. And so we're there being equipped to get the gospel into lost souls. And the minister that's speaking, Brother Cornwell, he pastors in the state of Kansas, but he's been known far and wide for reaching lost people. It's possible, it's very possible, and this may be a number that's a little outdated, but when I heard the number, and if some of you have heard a more recent number, you can blurt it out. He has taught over 100,000 Bible studies. 100,000 people that he has influenced with the Word of God. Just opening up a chart, opening up his Bible, and telling him about Jesus. And as he goes everywhere and teaches people how to have a purpose and a passion for souls, he told us that he was in a church in Louisiana, and after he had given his seminar, a man that was paralyzed from the neck down was rolled up to the altar, and he looked at Brother Cornwell, and he said, do you think I could teach a Bible study? Brother Cornwell said, where there is a will, there's a way. This man was kept in a nursing home so that nurses could provide for his care. And after he was taught how to teach a Bible study, as he laid in his bed, he had somebody place a Bible and a Bible study chart underneath his bed. As he laid in the bed and people would walk down the hall, he would scream, hey! Most people would just keep walking, because that's not that unusual in a nursing home, probably. But there was one couple that said, what's wrong? What do you need? He said, come here. Reach under my bed. They pulled out a Bible. They pulled out a Bible study chart. He said, would you let me teach you the Word of God? They said, sure, you can teach us. And so we started teaching them. And it wasn't long until they rolled that guy back into church so he could see that man and woman baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. It's time to be born. I don't want to be disrespectful, and I know injuries and pain and disease touches all of our lives, but I can tell you, if I was paralyzed from the neck down, I'm afraid I might think, when somebody's talking about reaching lost people and somebody's talking about teaching the Word of God, I might think, ain't nobody got time for that. There's no way I could do any of that. I've got to focus on my situation. I've got to focus on what's holding me back. I've got to focus on what's keeping me down. I want to preach to this church. If you would get involved in a time to be born, God would take care of your need. God would take care of your family. God would take care of your sickness. God would take care of your emotional disturbance. I'm not trying to make light of your pain. I'm just saying it's a time to be born. It's a time to be born. And if we will get involved in the purpose of God, God will take care of what matters to us as we invest in what matters to Him. Can you say in Jesus' name? Would you bow your heads with me right now? Would you make a quiet commitment to the Lord? Whatever prayer and fasting you can do this next week between now and Sunday, you don't have to spell it out, but would you make a commitment, Lord, because I know what time it is, I'm going to do something about prayer and fasting that demonstrates that my focus is on people that need to be saved. Would you make that kind of commitment? No matter how many door hangers you've already given out or how many people that you've invited to church already, would you make a special commitment this very week, right where you're praying right now, Lord Jesus, because it's a time to be born. I'm asking you to help me. I don't want to just invite someone to church for next Sunday. I want to bring somebody with me, Lord, because it's a time to be born. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say in Jesus' name? You know, when a baby is born, not everybody's in the delivery room. Thank God, not everybody's walking around for 8 or 9 months. We ought to pray for them people. You might even have a grandma or an aunt somewhere that she might not have nothing to do or anything. Can I borrow your seat for just a minute? She might not have anything to do with that baby being born in most respects. But ever since she heard the news, she got her little needles out. She started working on that blanket every day. A little bit more, I'm working on that blanket because I know that baby's coming and I want to be ready to cover that baby with some love, to cover that. I'm trying to tell you, you may not be able to pray and fast like the person next to you on the pew. You may not even be good at praying with them in the altar until they are conceived. You might be one of those people that even the thought of inviting somebody to church makes you almost go stone cold with fear. I don't know what your issue is, but I can tell you when it's baby time, everybody can find some time to do something to help those babies along, to help those babies be born, to celebrate that the babies are here. And everybody needs to do everything they can do to say, you know what, Pastor, I may not can do what he can do or what he can do or what they can do, but I'm going to do something to show the Lord that it is time and the highest priority with all the other things that are taking my time. It is a time to be born. Now, I wonder if you would clap your hands as if to say, that's me, Pastor. I may not do what you do, but I'm going to do what I can do. I may not do what they do, but I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to live like it's a time to be born. So the musicians are coming. Recently, a man contacted the church. He's never been here. I don't even know him. But in listening to him talk, I could tell he was a man of prayer and a man of great faith. He knows nothing about this emphasis for 50 or more receiving the Holy Ghost. But he contacted me and he said, this is what God has told me to tell you. This is a season of signs and wonders. This is the season of miracles. It is imperative that you all raise your expectation, because the glory and the power of God is going to hit Heaven View in a way that you have all never seen. You all are getting ready to walk into a supernatural move of God. You all have been praying for it. You all have been fasting for it. You all have been seeking the face of the Lord, and God honors that. And God says, it's time now to get your buckets ready. Get ready. Get the buckets ready. Dig a ditch, because it's about to rain. The rain is coming. Glory to God. The rain is coming. Glory to God. It's about to rain. And he went on to say, the rain is coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. Seven times he said it. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. The rain is coming. Glory to God. He said, this is the season, and this is the time. And I echo what he said, and I say this: it is time to be born. We've been praying, we've been sowing, it's time to be born. We've been crying, we've been believing, it's time to be born. We've been fasting, we've been inviting, we've been bringing, it's time to be born. Oh, if you believe that, would you stand and clap your hands and shout with your voice? Greater, greater revival, greater harvest, greater victories, greater miracles. He said, get ready to see the drug addicts delivered. He said, get ready to see the pornographers set free. He said, get ready to see the mute speak. He said, get ready to see the deaf hear. He said, get ready to see the lame walk. He said, get ready. Glory to God. I said, get ready. And he completed what God shared with him to share with me, to share with you, by saying, the Bible declares that the universe stands in expectation, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And God is saying to you, Heaven View, you are his sons and his daughters. And this is his quote: and now is the time. It's time to be born. It's time to be born. In just a few moments, our elders are going to come. And if you're sick in your body, as they pray for the list of those that need prayer, I'm telling you, you can march down here with confidence. It's time for my healing. It's time for my blessing. It's time for my miracle. In just a few minutes, this whole altar area would be filled with believers. And the Bible says that believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This may be your first time here, or perhaps you've already made plans that this is going to be your last time here. Don't worry, there's still time for you to come with everybody else. And when you get to the altar, just raise your hands and say, Lord, now is my time. Now is my time. And I'll tell you right now, if you have never repented of your sins, if you have never been baptized by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, if you have never been filled with the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, as we come in just a moment, I beg you to believe with this preacher, now is the time to be born. Now is the time for you to be born of the water and born of the Spirit. We have the robes ready. We have the water ready. We've got believers ready. We've got elders ready. But I want to know, are you ready to say, I got a lot of things to do, preacher. You don't understand. My time is so short, and I've got this to do and that to do. I'm telling you, now is the time for you to respond to the Word of God. And now is the time for everyone that considers themselves a Heaven View son or daughter of God to march up to this altar with everybody else and say, I will pray, I will fast, I will invite, and I will bring, I will disciple, I will be a part of all of the new births that are going to happen here next week. Would you come? Would you come? Elders, bring that list. Start with the list and then pray for everybody else. Come on, believers. Come on, sons and daughters of God, it's time. We've been praying, we've been sowing, and the rain is coming. We've been believing, we've been fasting, and the miracle is here.